Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Emily,
Henley,
and Sammy, and you're listening to Too Scary, Didn't Watch.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Too Scary, Didn't Watch. Bonus episode for April, number one.
Yay.
It's Emily's surprise mystery birthday episode.
What's it gonna be?
Couldn't possibly have guessed it. You did not see it coming. There were no clues dropped ever. But get ready. Hold on to your freaking butts because we're doing Paddington 2.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I can't believe my sweet friends are indulging me in this.
I'm thrilled.
We're thrilled. It's such very a good, exciting. It's such an important film.
It's such an important film. Really what it is it's just such an important film. Everyone should see it. And that's also why, so this episode is another live commentary track, similar to how we did The Sixth Sense, because you should watch this movie. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. I'm not just going to tell you about it so that you could not see it. Mm-hmm. You have to see it.
This is one you must watch.
This is a must watch.
This is 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God. It's so good.
Not a single negative review exists for this movie.
So oh my God.
You're going to want to watch it. You're going to want to watch it.
And if you've seen it before, you're going to want to rewatch it. Because
you're
why not?
Absolutely going to want to rewatch it.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love this movie. It is so joyful. I'm just really thrilled to get to watch it right now and to watch it with my friends and my Tony heads. And it's just, what could be better?
A birthday dream come true.
It is a true birthday dream come true. We are recording this a few days before my birthday. I told you guys this feels like the true beginning of my birthday is getting to watch this movie.
I feel like it feels like my birthday too, because this is a dream for me as well. And I'm so happy to celebrate you. And you are also joyful and bring me a lot of joy like Paddington. So it's just a real treat. This is what a beautiful episode, and it's going to be so different from every other episode we've ever done.
So beautiful. I mean, look, here's one that I'm going to say all parents can listen to this.
Yeah, this one's safe for moms.
This one is really safe for moms. Henley had asked to be reminded of what happens in Paddington 1. Okay, I'll say this. You don't need to watch Paddington 1 to watch Paddington 2. You can, and Paddington 1 is also good. It's not as good as Paddington 2.
Agreed.
Paddington 2 stands on its own, and you don't really need to watch Paddington 1. The one thing that I think is important to know about going into Paddington 2 is, if you haven't seen Paddington 1, the fact that he's a bear who talks, and he is a bear. He's not a stuffed animal. He's a bear. Mm-hmm. The fact that he's a bear who talks and exists among humans, We're not explaining that. We're not dealing with it. It's not a
we're
thing.
We're not questioning it.
We're not questioning it.
We accept it.
He is a bear, and he does talk, and that's fine. That's fine with us.
And we
it's
didn't
not an issue.
We didn't question it in Paddington 1, and we're not questioning it in Paddington 2.
You never will have a moment from a single character of a talking bear. No,
it's just accepted. It's just accepted
just
in the
one,
universe.
And that's fine. And if you're not on board with that, I don't know what to tell you. Because that's crucial.
Okay, that's really important. That's the only thing you need to know going in.
Except a talking bear. In Paddington 1, basically, he comes to London and he ends up living with a family, the Browns. So Paddington 2, we start. He's living with the Browns, and he's a bear in London, and we love him.
And he just wants to make people happy and do the right thing. And
he's just a good bear.
He's just a good bear.
He's just a good little bear. God fucking damn it. I'm so happy.
What are the odds you're going to get a Paddington 2 tattoo?
I would say it's definitely within the realm of possibility. As I get more tattoos, they get dumber and dumber. And
I love a dumb tattoo.
And I would not put it past me to one day be like, yeah, Paddington 2. Wait. I mean, actually, now that we're talking about it.
A marmalade sandwich. Oh,
my God. It could be I already have an orange. I could put this marmalade sandwich next to my orange. It could be a marmalade sandwich. It could just maybe be his little bucket hat.
You know what it could be? It could be the exact same graphic that Sammy used on the Instagram
picture. It could be the picture. Big Paddington Bear in shadow.
In shadow with a big old question mark
in the middle.
And you can, everyone you meet, you can say, do you know what this is?
It could be well, I'll say it at the end of this movie because this is kind of a spoiler for this movie.
Oh, yeah. Keep it.
Yeah, no spoilers.
No spoilers until we get there. Wow. I just really, you know, to know me is to know that I love Paddington 2. And
that's
so
right.
Here we are. And I'm thrilled to be sharing this moment with all of you.
Should I give us some stats on the movie just for the freaking heck of it?
Fuck yeah.
Let's get some stats on here, baby.
It is directed by Paul King and written by Paul King and six others. So I've never seen so many writers here.
Wow.
So Paul King, Simon Farnaby, Michael Bond, Mark Burton, John Croker, Will Smith, probably a different Will Smith.
I hope it's the same one.
Maybe that Will Smith and Simon Stevenson. One of those is the author, I think, of the original book. It's starring Ben Whishaw, Hugh Grant, Hugh Bonneville, Sally Hawkins, Michael Gambon, Imelda Staunton, Madeline Harris, Samuel Joslin, Julie Walters. The list goes on and on and on. I mean, there's so many great people in this movie.
So many good people.
And let me just see if there's any fun trivia. Should we?
Yeah, if there's any fun trivia.
I didn't think to look this up before. Oh, no. The first one's sad. We'll skip that one.
Oh, yes. It's nothing sad or scary is allowed on this podcast. Those are the rules.
This is the best reviewed movie ever on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Literally a record holder.
I mean, I would die for this movie's reputation.
It's Hugh Grant's favorite movie that he has done. And I remember someone making fun of Hugh Grant for this movie and him getting really heated defending it, saying Paddington 2 is an exquisite film. And he got really defensive. I mean, rightfully so, because it's fantastic.
Rightfully so, he's
and
correct.
And he's fantastic in
he's
it.
He's so good in this movie. It is his best work.
Absolutely.
He is so good in this movie. It's perfect. He's perfect. Everyone in this movie is perfect. Everything about this movie is perfect.
It's 100% in my book and in everybody else's book.
And in everybody's, in all seems. The books, is 100%. God fucking damn it. There is a Paddington 3 in the works.
Oh my God, I forgot.
It will not be directed by Paul King, who directed the first two. That makes me a little bit nervous, but he will still be involved. So I think we can still do it. The bar's just been set very, very high.
Yeah, I don't know how you compete with the best reviewed movie on Rotten Tomatoes.
They're directed really well.
They're directed so well. And Paddington, so Paddington is a like a British character, Paddington Bear. I don't know if it was from a book, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
I had Paddington Bear books when I was growing up.
Me too. And my mom had a Paddington Bear from London, like a stuffed animal from when she was a kid that I like had taken over from her because I just really liked it. He was really cute in his little raincoat. And I would like, I put it in my, this is before I knew that I would love Paddington Bear, but I just like loved this little Paddington and I have him, but he no longer has his outfit. It's up there.
Oh, Emily is showing us in her apartment. He is perched overlooking the living room.
He is, I mean, this Paddington Bear is 40 something years old. And at some point in my childhood, he lost his raincoat and hat. And so someday I need to get him another raincoat and hat. But anyway, I have a love for Paddington that goes way, way back.
Well, Tony Heads, we hope that we can pass this Paddington love on to you. Because if you don't love him, you're about to.
If you didn't already, you're about to.
You will after this. should we freaking watch it?
Let's watch it.
I really think that we should.
Let's watch it.
Okay, listeners, so you will press play at the same time as us in order to sync it all up. And you will press play in 3, 2, 1.
To hear the rest of this episode, head on over to patreon.com/TSDW podcast and join us in Toni fucking Collette's inner circle. Otherwise, we will see you here on Wednesday with your regularly scheduled programming, and next week's episode will be Final Destination. Talk to you then. Bye.